Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan, live Norbeck Country Club for the Craig Lachlan Family Foundation Charity Classic. All the stars are here. Tariq El-Bashir is walking away, but Smoking Al Kokid's here. John Walton's here. Locker's here. Ethan Cadeau is here. Tariq El-Bashir is walking back. Apparently he has no power. Pepco, make something happen. Right now, though, we're going to the Rude Guest Hotline. Look, Tariq's on the stream. Where'd you go, dude? We're talking to our boy Donnie from Gouda's Barbecue. Donnie, it's going to be hot, brother. Tell us, what is the Capital Barbecue Battle? What is it this weekend?
JP, what's up, man? Yeah, it's the National DC Barbecue Battle.
Awesome. What's the plan? Talk me through it.
Well, me and my buddy Josh right now, we're actually in the process of loading the trailer up and getting ready to go down there and set up. They got some ancillary rounds. We got a barbecue sauce entry. What else we got, Josh?
Turkey smoke, one meat rib, banchan Japanese sauce, and the impossible meat, the fake meat.
Yeah, you got to do a category where you make something with impossible meat and to where you make it taste like real meat. So that's Saturday. And then Sunday's the big cook-off where we do chicken ribs, a pork category, and brisket.
What's the toughest one to get right?
What do you think, Josh?
I'm going to say brisket or ribs.
Yeah, I was going to say that. The fake meat.
Yeah, the fake meats.
It's crazy, man. We had a guy that came up from Texas last year, Kevin from My Pits Are Burning, and he did he took the impossible meat and made it into some just real authentic, like, Hispanic tacos, and it was phenomenal. And they actually ended up, they got first, didn't they?
Yep.
Yeah. It was great.
Hold on. Their name is My Pits Are Burning? That's pretty funny.
Yeah, he's from Texas. They came up. I believe they placed third overall last year.
How did you place last year?
I can't win
10th and ribs.
Yeah, we did 10th and ribs.
Okay.
Yeah. This is a tough one, man. We got high hopes this year, though. Like I said, every year we're getting better. And Josh's chicken program he has right now has been smacking pretty good. We just hit down at the Worlds in Tennessee a few weeks back. That's a pretty tough event because everybody there is good. And like I said, he's got, what was it, 9th or 10th? What was it? 10th in the world in chicken, and we placed 9th overall, and we got, there was, I think it was like top 10 teams, 350 best of the best, and we made that list. So,
what's the requirement? Is there like a time limit you got to make it, or is it just take as long and it's just judging based off taste? Like, what's the requirements in this?
Well, we have programs that we run. Basically, we follow a program, like, from the time where we light our drums up, get a nice clean burn going. Yeah, we have a time limit. We know how long the meats take to cook, and we got a turn-in time. And
we've set turn-in times for every competition. They're all the same.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Talking with our buddy Donnie from Gouda's Barbecue. He's taking part in the 33rd Annual Barbecue Battle this weekend down on Pennsylvania Avenue. I know that we're 106.7 The Fan. Odyssey's going to be represented. Marlo's going. People could just roll up, and how does it, like, do you just offer food to people as they walk around? How does this thing work for, like, like spectators, I guess.
So they have vendors down there. So all the competitors will be on 3rd Street and intersects with Pennsylvania Ave, and most of the vendors are on Pennsylvania. They separated the competitors from the vendors, and I know one of our friends from Smokecraft will be vending. I'm not sure. Sid from Good Googly Goo, he actually won the grand champion last year. He also catered as a vendor down there at the same time. So I'm not sure if he's doing it this year again, but Good Googly Goo, phenomenal food, Smokecraft, good barbecue. So, yeah, I mean, all the competitors will be on 3rd Street. So, JP, you coming out?
Donnie?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'll give you a firm maybe. How's that?
Okay.
Dude, is it a requirement that it's just smoking hot out there? Because last year I went out there and it was just ridiculously hot, and it's supposed to be ridiculously hot again.
It's every year, man. It's brutal. And actually, me and Josh, we were just talking this past week. Like, man, it's been pretty decent so far this year. Maybe we'll get a cool barbecue weather. No, it's coming.
Hell no.
I feel bad because it's perfect today, and tomorrow's just going to be a scorcher, and you're standing on concrete over a flaming hot grill or whatever.
Well, you find us in the back of the trailer sitting in chairs with the AC blowing in our face.
And what, you got a keg or just coolers?
Coolers.
Yeah, coolers, I guess. So we're stuck on the Blue Moon lights right now.
I like it. My guess, Donnie, is you will see Jeff this weekend. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I talked to Jeff. Jeff said he's going to make it out. He was asking me what's a good time to come. I said, well, if you want to see the action where we're getting ready to start, you know, pulling the meat, cutting it, setting our sauce and making the boxes, you should come around, I don't know, 11 o'clock, 11:30.
So I'm looking for the trailer and the D.C. Police Union tent.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, definitely want to give a shout-out to them. Yeah, Josh has got – we got 17 years of service. Yeah,
wow.
Josh is the reason that we get into D.C. The D.C. Police Union sponsors us, and they help out big time. They pay for our entry fee, and – so yeah, we're down there representing the D.C. Police Union, and
that's great, man.
If you come down, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Can you hook it up with speed camera tickets?
I can't. They're actually not under the police department. That's under DPW.
Damn it, DPW. I'm asking for a friend, not for me. I'm actually asking for my wife. So listen, the B Mitchell Finley program is clearly Team Gudas Barbecue. You guys are our guys. We've had the food. Last time we were all at the Rude Company picnic, that food was unbelievable. Do you guys have a rival? Because I'm good at hating things. Like, tell me who I should hate in the barbecue competition.
I'll let Josh answer that one.
Yeah, there's nobody to hate, honestly, man. It's everybody's like family, man. It's everybody gets together, cooks some good food, drinks some cold beer, and everybody has fun. Everybody gets along.
I got no problem with good food and cold beer.
You know, actually, I'm going to go ahead. We actually do have a rival this year because my dad worked in the fire department in D.C. for 30-some years, and he has a buddy. He is retired as well, Mike Scahill. What's the old fireman's barbecue?
Yeah.
He'll be competing down there, and I want to make sure I can I can beat him. I know he'll get a good laugh out of that. So,
well, isn't there like a natural like policeman or police officers, fire? Can I just say men here? Policemen and firemen. Isn't that like a natural rivalry?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I think they were. Didn't they talk some trash a couple years ago or something?
Yeah, they chimed in on Facebook.
Oh, all right. Well, I got to be honest. I'm not going to hate the firemen. All right, but find somebody else. Like, is there a barbecue group from Philadelphia? Like, let's just hate the Philly people.
Oh, man.
They hate me.
I can't say that because we got some guys near Philly and Jersey that were actually really good.
Awesome.
Yeah, I mean, one of my mentors, Urkel, from Uncle Pig's Barbecue Pit, I've taken his master class a couple years ago, and pretty much ever since I took that, I really took off with the ribs. And, yeah, I mean, I can't really – I mean, I don't know, man. I guess – we like Adam. He's from Delaware, isn't he? Maspillion Meatworks. They won the grand championship, I believe, 2 years ago. So I mean, yeah, I mean, we all talk trash from time to time, but it's all in fun. We really don't have like everybody kind of helps everybody out.
Landfill, did Donnie just tell us he learned how to cook ribs from Steve Urkel? Did you hear that too?
He basically did.
All right, go check out our boys, Gudas Barbecue, at the 33rd Annual Barbecue Battle this weekend down on Pennsylvania Avenue downtown. The celebration goes from 3rd all the way to 7th streets. Streets are blocked off. They got food. They got booze. It'll be a fun time. Maybe bring one of those little fans.
Live music, man. Live music.
Live music. There you go. Hey, fellas, thank you for joining us. Good luck this weekend.
Yeah, good luck.
Hey, thanks, JP, brother. Thanks as always, man. Talk to you soon.
Of course, man. Good luck. The barbecue battle will be a blast. Toby's going to go. Here's what we're going to do. Quick break. Coming right back. It's B-Mission Finley.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.